The police independent watchdog has identified a litany of failures in the lead-up to a woman's brutal murder at the hands of a stalker. 21-year-old Farzana Yacoby was threatened, stalked and then fatally stabbed in West Auckland in December 2022. She'd complained to the police via the 10-5 online reporting system 2 months earlier and provided messages the man was sending her, including one where he threatened to throw acid on her face. Later, she said things had escalated, but still there was no action. 2 weeks after making a formal statement, Farzana Yacoby was dead, stabbed a dozen times by the man she complained about. Joining us now is Superintendent Naila Hassan. Kia ora, Superintendent.
Kia ora.
How badly did the police let Farzana down?
There's one person that's responsible for Farzana's death, and that is the man that senselessly killed her. Having said that, police do accept that we let Farzana and her family down when we missed opportunities to properly assess and investigate her concerns. We accept she came to us for help and we did not provide her the service that she and, in fact, all other New Zealanders deserve.
Do you accept that she would probably still be alive if police have handled her complaint properly?
No, there is one person that is responsible for Farzana's death, and that is the man that took her life. Our staff deal with hundreds of thousands of reports every year, and while we wish we'd get it right every single time, the reality is our people are human, and in this case, there were a series of errors of judgment and decision-making which led to inaction. Having said that, we have learned from this through the IPCA's investigation, as well as our own internal investigation. We can see opportunities to do better when it comes to initial file assessments of 105 complaints.
Why did you get it so wrong? Why did you get it so wrong, Superintendent?
We accept we let Ms. Yacoby and her family down. We should have acted sooner, given the concerning behaviour that she was reporting to us.
Okay, so what
were a series of actions that resulted in us missing opportunities to intervene earlier.
So you don't think you could have prevented her death if you'd taken those actions and taken those steps that you have identified you did not?
There's one person that's responsible for her death.
Understand that. Potentially, Superintendent, you could have been responsible for saving her life. So are you absolutely sure that you couldn't have prevented her death?
We aren't going to get into hypothetical situations, but what we can say is we accept we missed a number of opportunities to properly investigate Farzana's concerns.
Bit of an understatement, isn't it?
Farzana's family are disappointed, bitterly disappointed in the New Zealand Police, and they have every right to be. I've met with her family. I met with her family yesterday and personally apologised to her on behalf of New Zealand Police.
So I'm wondering, what does a woman need to report in order to get action from the police? Because Farzana filed an online report. She included messages, one of which was a threat to throw acid in her face. She identified the man and later provided more information. And yet at the time of her death, according to the IPCA, the police had done absolutely nothing.
We're reviewing all our initial assessments into reports so we can improve our overall response to victims. There were a series of decisions and actions that we made. We've got to accept our people are human. I know that's absolutely no comfort to Farzana's family. Our people are human and mistakes are bad. Mistakes are made, but I can assure you there's no bad intention from any of our people. We've learned from this one.
I understand that, Superintendent, and I am sorry to interrupt, but we have limited time, so I'd really appreciate it if you could try and answer the question I am asking, which is, what would you have needed to hear from a woman complaining about being stalked and threatened in order to do something?
We accept we made a series of mistakes in identifying the risks that were being presented to Farzana. We are working through how we can do that better and respond to it.
So are you saying, and I want to be clear about this, that the things that she reported should have resulted in a far more escalated response from the police?
It'd be fair to say that absolutely we should have escalated this. We should have responded earlier. This case does highlight that our systems aren't perfect, and we need to focus on cases that demonstrate high harm or risk of violence to victims. And that's one of the things we're working at doing now.
You didn't just have one complaint, though, did you? You had another woman who named a stalker who was the man who killed Fazana. So you had two files with the same stalker named. How could you fail to match those up?
Part of it was systems and the way our files are assessed, and part of it was human error.
Appreciate your time, Superintendent. That is Naila Hassan. She is Superintendent with Police. A report out today from the Independent Watchdog has identified a number of failings leading up to the murder of that young woman, 21-year-old Fazana Yacoby.